wonderful, Lord. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We love you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Early in the morning, our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty. Lord, we thank you that we can enter into your august presence today. Lord, and we come. Lord, and we enter in where your presence is manifested, where there's fullness of joy. And at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for this new day. We ask your blessing upon camp today, Lord. All that are here, the boys, the cottagers, meet every need, Lord. Meet physical needs. Meet spiritual needs. Lord, these last several days we're looking to you, Lord, to undertake for the camp and to continue the work that you have begun. Lord, we want more of you today. Lord, as Brother Hunt said, we could know you better today if we just weren't so lazy. Oh, dear Lord, help us not to be lazy today in seeking you, in calling out to you, in opening our hearts to you. Lord, I know I could know you better today if I just wasn't so lazy. So, Lord, take the lazy bones out of me and help me, O God, to seek you while you may be found, to seek you hard, O God, as the deer pants after the water brook. Help us, O God, today to lay hold, O Lord, of that which you've purchased for us. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's sing 362, number 362. Hallelujah, Lord. myself, whatever I know. Hallelujah, 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 yes, Lord, hallelujah, we are all, Lord, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, 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 we yield our all to thee, O Lord, is your all. On the altar of sacrifice laid, your heart does the Spirit control. You will only be blessed and at peace and sweet rest as you yield him your and soul. 395, let's sing it. Also together, 395. Hallelujah, yes, Lord Jesus. You have loved us, we
Yeah. Fogel one time when singing this song. He stopped about now, and he got up and he said to us, the consecration and the surrender and the giving of ourselves and everything that we have needs to be daily. And we've all consecrated ourselves to the Lord. We've given our all to the Lord, and then we've taken half of it back again, that which we've consecrated because we wanted it. And he said, that vow, another line from a song, that vow renewed shall daily hear. We've made a vow to the Lord. We've given our lives, our hearts, our souls, and our bodies. As Sister Irene just said, we've surrendered all. And Paul makes that very clear that we've been bought with a price. He paid for you. He purchased you. He didn't just purchase your head or your hands or your feet. And he didn't just purchase you for July and August. But he purchased you every single day. Every moment of every single day. We're his. We've been bought with a price. And now we are to glorify God in our body and in our soul because they belong to him. They belong to him. And I think we all get the concept very well. We all understand that. We belong to Jesus and Jesus belongs to me. But as Sister Irene said, there needs to be a conscious sometimes decision made. Hey, wait a minute, my day, my moments are not my own. I don't do what I plan to do or what I wish to do. For who am I that I should choose my way? I've been bought. When I buy something, I do with it what I want to do with it. I can buy a car, a brand new car. I could never drive it if I don't want to drive it. I can sleep in it if I want to. I could put the back seat down or the front seat down and recline and use it as my bed. It's mine. I can do whatever I want to do with it. And when you're purchased or when you buy something, whatever you want to do with it, it's your prerogative to do. It has an intended use, but you can choose to do whatever you want. Jesus bought you. And now it's his prerogative to do with you what he wants to do. And every day, I think Jesus said, every day we take up our cross. And then he uses that word daily. Every day we take up our cross. A cross, when Jesus spoke those words, meant an emblem of death. It wasn't something you put on the around your neck or wherever you hang it, but it was an emblem. It was a symbol of death. A cross meant crucifixion. And Paul the Apostle, when he spoke and wrote in the epistles, he said, every day I die. Every day I die. Well, he really didn't die literally, of course, but every day, every single day, he had to die to himself. This body is not mine, so whatever I allow into it, it has to glorify God. It has to please him. My mouth is not mine anymore, so whatever I say has to glorify him and to please him. And wherever my feet go and whatever my actions are, I surrender all. And it's not only a chore or a duty, it's a privilege. Because Jesus is a king. And it's a privilege to serve the king out of love, not out of you have to and you must. But we serve him because we love him. We give him our affections and we give him our hearts because we love him. And I'm thankful this morning that today that vow can be renewed. I surrender everything to you. Everything to you. It's all on the altar. Take my life. This woman that wrote this song, as you know, she had a good singing voice. But she used to use it to sing, and she made money off of her voice. But then she just felt that the Lord would have her to sing only, always, all for him. And she quit doing what she was doing because she just wanted to surrender everything to him. You've heard of those five martyrs that went to the Alca tribe. Was it in Ecuador that they were, I think, or somewhere there? And they laid down their lives. Jim Elliot was one of them. And they were all martyred, young men, young family men. Martyred for their faith. And somebody said to Elizabeth Elliot, the widow of Jim, not long after he had been killed for his faith and laying down his life. Someone said to her, I feel so bad that, you know, they took your husband's life, and your husband lost his life, you know, a month or two or three or six ago there on the shores of that little river. And we're so sorry for that fact that he lost his life. And she looked at that person and she said, he didn't lose his life then. He didn't lose his life 3 weeks ago. He lost his life 17 years ago when he went to the altar at some church someplace and he gave himself and consecrated himself unstintingly to the work of the Lord. That's when he lost his life. That's when he lost his will. That's when he gave up everything to find everything. And he did. And I wonder when it was that you lost your life. Did you lose it yet? I mean, the whole life, every part of it. Did you lose it all on the altar of sacrifice? You know, it's only then, remember Abraham and Isaac. Now I know, Abraham heard the Lord say, now I know that you really love me because you put your very best on the altar of sacrifice. It's probably harder for Abraham to put his son on the altar than for him to lay down on it himself. But he sacrificed, or was willing to sacrifice, his son. And the language in Genesis 22 is rather clear. Your son, your only son, Isaac, who you love, I want you to take him up to Moriah, and I want you to worship there, and I want you to sacrifice him. And unstintingly, without reservation, you find that early the next morning, it would have been for me later in the day, but early that next morning, you find Abraham leading his son, his only son, Isaac. Those must have been words that penetrated his heart when Isaac said, Dad, I don't know, we got the wood, but where's the fire? We've got everything we need, but where's the sacrifice? Where's the sacrifice, Dad? I wonder what Dad thought when Isaac, his only son, who he loved, said those words to him. I think I have an idea, reading between the lines there, that Abraham said, God, I'm going to do your will. It's hard to lay it all on the altar. This is not something I wish to do. It's not something I planned or I wanted. But Lord, I want your will to be done. I'll do what you tell me to do. And he laid his son, his only son, Isaac. And the Lord said, now I know. Now I know. Does the Lord know that I love him? Oh, sure he does. I told him yesterday. I still live my own life. I still have my own plans. I still go about my own business, what I want to do, where I want to do. But he knows that I love him because I told him yesterday, and I really did sing, oh, how I love Jesus. So he knows. I told him. You tell Jesus that you love him by your life, by laying down your life, as he laid down his life for you. We love him because he first loved us. And I'm thankful that we can do that today. Today. You did that yesterday. You did that the day before. You maybe did it many years ago. But today, Lord, take my life. Take my silver. Take my gold. Take my will. Take my talents. Take my ambitions. Take my all. I surrender. I surrender it all to you. And when you surrender it, the temptation will be to maybe pick it back up again. Take part of it back up again. You know, you don't have to be so gung-ho about this. You don't have to be a fanatic. You can still, Lord, know it's all yours. And that vow renewed shall daily hear. And so I'm thankful this morning that we have these songs that we can sing and that we can be reminded. Lord, I'm going to allow. That's a good word, and it's in Hebrew a lot in the Old Testament. I remember it because it's the word Nathan. Nathan, let, allow, permit this thing to happen to you. Let it happen. Let the peace of God rule in your heart. And trust him. And he'll take care of you. You won't lose. You won't lose. You'll never be sorry that you heeded God's call. You'll never be sorry if you yield him your all. And that song we sang prior to this one. You'll never know. You will never know full peace and sweet rest. You will never know the blessings that he has and that he wants to bestow upon you until you yield him your body and your soul fully, fully. So may God help us today As we go into this new day and whatever lies before us, Lord, here are my hands. Here are my feet. Here's my mouth. Here's my life. Take it, Lord, and let it be all that you want it to be. Let's sing that last stanza together. Take my will and make it thine.
It shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is thy own. It shall be the royal throne. It shall be thy royal throne.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give our all to you, Jesus. 208, what's that? Hallelujah.
cross. Hallelujah. For the blood, we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Every need, Lord. Sister Edith's need, we pray, Lord. The blood. The blood, the power in the blood. Lord, lay your hand upon Sister Edith this day, Lord, as she serves you. We've prayed and are continuing, Lord. Other needs that are represented, physical, spiritual, every need, Lord, there's power, wonder-working power in the blood. Hallelujah. And we plead the blood, dear Lord, in the atoning sacrifice. By your stripes we were healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Help our sister Joy this morning, Lord. Dear Lord, way down deep in the inner recesses of her spirit and soul and body, make her every whit whole. Oh, Lord, work in her, Lord. You have been and you are, and we pray, Lord, you continue today. Lord, we thank you that the blood has been shed. Lord, and we're your child, we're your children, and we have a right, Lord, to take and to claim all that you've purchased. Jesus, we thank you for it. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.